The Flying Deer Nature Center in New Lebanon, New York, is a wilderness school and community dedicated to mentoring children, adults, and families in deep connection to nature, self, and others. Their educators guide people of all ages in nature immersion and education. Michelle Applin is the executive director of the Flying Deer Nature Center. She joins us now to tell us of all the cool things that are happening over the next several weeks this summer. And Michelle, always good to see you. Welcome.
Thank you, Joe. It's so nice to be here.
Very nice to have you back, and very fun to get brought up to date as to what's happening. So we'll break this down into age groups. We'll do it that way.
Okay,
I guess we'll start with the kids and talk about forest kindergarten. I think I know what that means just by what it sounds like it means, but so tell us about Forest Kindergarten.
Okay, sure. Forest Kindergarten has been happening for a really long time. It started in Europe over 100 years ago, just the idea of getting the really young ones out and having the whole kindergarten experience being outside. And that it's come to the United States about 30 years ago and has been growing in popularity. We've been running one-day-a-week programs for the past 4 years, and now we're going to be starting a three-day-a-week program at our new location in East Chatham this fall. So kids will be outside from drop-off to pick-up. There'll be a fire and a forest home. But the idea is that the kids are out there really learning through doing. There'll be stories and songs and some instruction, but a lot of exploration, a lot of hands-on, building things, making things, exploring, looking at the trees and the plants and listening to the birds and seeing the tracks and noticing how the location changes over time, really feeling at home in this place, and learning so much through play, working together to create different things, learning how to solve problems together, this group of their 4 to 6-year-olds.
So give us a sense of how these kids come to you. How do you find them, and how does one enroll their child into Forest Kindergarten?
Okay. People coming from us from Albany to Great Barrington, usually it's about a 45-minute drive window around us. And people hear about us through social media, through word of mouth. That's one of the biggest things. Some people have been waiting for us to do this for a long time because we've been working with 6-year-olds through adults for the past 22 years. So some people have been waiting for there to be an alternative to school. In fact, some people are waiting for there to be an alternative to school throughout the ages, all the way up to high school.
Oh, okay.
But we're really happy to be able to offer this 3-day-a-week program, so it does offer a working parent an alternative to a traditional school where their child can be outside all of the time.
So in a way, it's sort of summer camp-ish, right?
It's sort of summer campish, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the same activities.
So you're outside,
mm-hmm.
and you're doing your thing,
mm-hmm.
and I assume. So how many years are you doing this particular thing?
We've been running a 1-day-a-week program for the past 4 years.
Okay, so this will be the 3-day.
So this now we're going to be offering a 3-day-a-week program.
And the kids love it, I assume.
They love it. Absolutely love it.
What? Give us some anecdotes. What do they love specifically about it? When do they smile and laugh and have fun?
Well, for instance, we just had an open house on our new land in East Chatham, and one parent opened the door for her child and unbuckled him, and he just ran out the door. We have this huge, gorgeous field. He ran across the field and then ran back and then ran across and ran back. There's this immense sense of freedom for them, and also an immense sense of ownership. Because they help create their campsite. They help make the fire. They know where things go. They actually learn how to use some tools, and they can saw some firewood, or they can help make parts of their camp. There are kids hammering on a table that they were making a little while ago. So they have this incredible freedom, and they also have this sense of ownership of this place is mine, and I helped create it, and I know how it works.
When age group for the kids?
The Forest Kindergarten is 4 to 6-year-olds.
Okay. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. What a great.
Yeah.
That's a great age.
It really is a great age.
That's
so
really
curious.
Fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so roughly how many kids will you have?
We'll cap it at 12.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's a nice number.
Yes.
That's a perfect number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a great number.
So that is the Forest Kindergarten program. And then for teens and adults, you have Awakening Wild. And mm-hmm. how is that different? How is that similar?
Awakening Wild is for 18 and up. So it's an adult program, but young adults are welcome. And it's only one day a month. It's an 8-hour one day a month. And that's 9 meetings throughout the year. It ends with an overnight where they're using the skills that they've been learning throughout the year. So they'll be learning how to make fire by friction without matches. They're going to be making bow drills, and they'll take those out. They're going to be making pack baskets. They're going to be working with different kinds of wild food. So the overnight at the end is going to be taking all these things. They're going to be learning shelter making skills and putting them into practice in a survival skill oriented overnight experience.
So how do you see people, is it to expose them to the possibilities of this is what can happen, or and this is what you can do, or are you also looking to say this is something that you can use in your everyday life mm-hmm. beyond this experience?
Well, so on the way here, I was thinking about a speaker I heard recently, Bill Daggett, and he's from the International Center for Leadership and Education. And he talks about how our current education system is so antiquated. It's been pretty much the same for the past 100 years. But we don't need to memorize facts right now because we can Google everything. We can ask our phones.
Yeah, there aren't any barbets. Remember when there were barbets? You don't have barbets anymore.
Yeah. It's not like that anymore.
No.
So you don't need that. But what we need are we need problem-solving skills. We need collaborative skills. We need positive thinking. We need optimism. We need resilience and an experimentation and a willingness to get something wrong, a willingness to not do it right. So when I think about both Forest Kindergarten and Awakening Wild in comparison to the rest of the education system that most of us are in, it's so different than 2 + 2 = 4. There isn't one right answer. There's 100 right answers to how you can make a fire in the rain. And that way of thinking, that way of looking at the world is so important. That we can, that we don't feel afraid to get something wrong, but that we feel confident in our ability to experiment and confident in our ability to overcome obstacles and not get deterred when the first time we try something, it doesn't work out perfectly. And I think both for the kindergartners and for the adults, this is so incredibly important. And there's so much that being out in nature does. You know, it helps with, it helps take down stress levels, anger levels, aggression levels. It helps us, our imagination, our, as I said, problem-solving skills, but also self-discipline, being out there in all different kinds of weathers and learning how to thrive. I feel like it teaches us, young and old, all the skills that we need in the world today.
Again, I'll ask the question of how many people will be in the Awakening Wild program?
It's, again, about a dozen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we have 2 instructors with the adults. With the little guys, we'll have 2 instructors and also a counselor, a team counselor. So we've got a lot of hands-on, one-on-one time with instructors.
As far as that program and going through, I'll ask the question which I asked about the previous program, which is how people find out about it and how ultimately, again, word of mouth, I assume, of people who are interested in mm-hmm. finding out more about these skills?
Yes, word of mouth. Sometimes parents have been waiting for a long time. You know, they pick their kids up and they see their kids' eyes full of light and faces full of joy, and they think, I want to do that too. So, and this program, the Awakening Wild, is actually going to have a concurrent program for kids. So it's one Saturday a month. Awakening Wild is 9 to 5. And then we have a children's program called Saturday Explorers that's going to be running at the same time. So a parent could come and bring their 6 to 12-year-old to Saturday Explorers and then spend the day out doing their own exploring.
So when you're all not doing this, what are you doing at the Flying Deer Nature Center?
Well, right now we're in the middle of summer camps, but we run, during the school year, we run homeschool programs for kids. We have 3 different locations of homeschool programs for 6 to 12-year-olds, and we're in a number of different schools in Columbia and Berkshire, a little bit in Rensselaer County, and then we also run coming-of-age programs for adolescent girls and boys. and after school programs, in school programs. So lots of different things.
When we've talked a lot about this on the show, about the hesitancy that many parents have of just putting their kids outside, of letting them go outside. And Richard Louv, of course, wrote about this extensively, and a concern about what is lurking in the dark outdoors. You're trying to demystify that, obviously. How do you bring on some of those concerns? Of course, one of the concerns being ticks, one of the concerns just being, you know, out in the wild and preparing kids for that. So how do you approach that?
That's one of the great reasons to get parents out there. So they get comfortable in their backyards. They get comfortable in their local parks. Instead of making up stories in our minds about what the dangers are, they get to know, what does poison ivy look like? What do these different risks look like? How realistic is it that a bear would be somewhere around here? So getting parents out is a really great way, I believe, to work with that. And as far as ticks, again, I think it's about awareness. There's so much about that. Getting aware, becoming more aware of the feeling of getting to know what ticks look like, getting to know what it feels like if one's crawling on you, but also getting to know where are they likely to be found, where around you, and also when it's more likely to find a prevalence of ticks. Because really, we have two periods of time in this area where there are a lot of ticks, in early spring and then again in October. And there aren't too many during the summertime, but it is a really good idea. You know, there are places that we don't go in these high tick-prone times, and then we know just to check. So getting really comfortable checking yourself, checking your children, and knowing that the answer is not to not go outside, because there's so much of who we are as humans and who we can be as our most alive and excited people and engaged, and also feeling at home in the world. All these things are so important, and our awareness about ticks and our ability to just check ourselves regularly can go a long way towards working with those fears.
And the ticks are out there, right? I mean, what we're hearing anecdotally is true. The ticks are out there.
We've seen a decrease in the past few years, and we don't see many in the summer. We find maybe a few in a week of, we've got over 50 people out there in a week of summer camp, and we may hear about 3 or 4 ticks that have been seen.
But again, you're taking the precautions too.
We're taking the precautions. We're checking regularly. There are a lot of different sprays you can use. You can see on our website, we have a downloadable tick guide about what we do and some different sprays that we like to use. You know, you can choose to go the chemical route or the herbal route. There are ways that you can treat your clothing with a substance called permethrin, which should deter ticks before they, when they come into contact with your clothing. But knowing your location, if there are places that that people are regularly and there's not a lot of animal activity, our main campsites, we rarely see any ticks. It's going into the tall grasses and the places that are a big habitat for small mammals like the mice and particularly the mice. That cause more of a risk.
You can find out more about all the cool stuff that we've been talking about this morning at the Flying Deer Nature Center by going to their website. It is flyingdeernaturecenter.org, flyingdeernaturecenter.org. The center is located in Lebanon, New York, and you can find out about this and the camps and all the good, cool stuff going on. It is flyingdeernaturecenter.org, Forest Kindergarten, Awakening Wild. You have the tick guide, all kinds of great information on the website, flyingdeernaturecenter.org. Michelle Lapland is the executive director of the center. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Have a beautiful rest of the summer season, and have
Thank
a great
you,
time
Joe.
With the kids and the adults.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you very much. You're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.